The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast at Merthyr Tydfil. Kickoff is going to be at 3 p.m. and the atmosphere is very much building. We've got some lovely, good, nice refreshment here, and we're going to need it because it is hot. We're ready for a fantastic game as they're going to be coming out very, very shortly. Obviously, we'll be with you as soon as the team sheet comes out, with the team sheet and obviously at half time as well. Thank you so much for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. The team sheets for Bracknell Town has just come out, and Sophia has kindly got it for us. So handing over to Sophia for the team sheet here at Merthyr Tydfil.
Number one, Grant. Number two, Dean. Number three, Burden. Number four, Cheshire. Number five, Bayliss. Number six, Reese. Number seven, Abison Gunn. Number eight, Lodge. Number nine, Esprit. Number 10, Sanders. Number 11, Bauman. And on the bench, Richards, Knight, Gotha, Braywaite. Hold on. Number 16, Herbert, and number 17, Lynch.
Fantastic. Didn't you do well there? Absolutely brilliant. The unofficial Robins podcast. I'm James Captain Birdseye with the fantastic Steve the Gaffer Witty. It is halftime here at Merthyr Tydfil, all the way into Wales. It is a boiling hot day. What is the score on the doors, Steve the Gaffer Witty?
Well, Bracknell lead 1-0 here at Merthyr, and I've got to say, a well-deserved 1-0. We've dominated pretty much most of the first half, created probably four or five good clear-cut chances. A fantastic long-range shot as well that just skimmed the top of the bar. I've got to say, what a lovely ground. Of all the grounds I've been to, genuinely, this looks like a ground that's built for higher level sort of non-league football. And to be fair, fans as well, who genuinely as well are built for higher level. What a lovely bunch.
Like, literally, as soon as we arrived, and I think it's so important to say, you know, we were just sort of welcomed even in the pub beforehand. We all walked up with them because they've got a wonderful thing. Is that they're making sure that everyone walks in the centre of town all together. So, you know, it causes a little bit of interest locally, which is just great. And they want to make sure that as many local people come as well, because it is a fan-owned club. Absolutely wonderful. And yeah, I totally agree. I think that really it could definitely been 2 or 3 nil so far. The Bracknell are just playing brilliantly and they're linking up so well, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing again. It's a really baking hot day here today. Jordan Esprit, to be fair, has had a really great 45 minutes. Really played well in terms of linking up play at the top of the pitch. Seb and then we've got Gary on the other side as well are really getting involved. Do you know what? If we can keep this form up and genuinely maybe take a few more chances, I really fancy us today. But I've said that before, but fingers crossed, a really good first half for Bracknell. 1-0, let's keep it going.
And we're going to be back with you at full time on the unofficial Robins podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, hit that like button, subscribe and share. Thanks so much. The unofficial Robins podcast, it's full time. The full time whistle has gone here at Merthyr Tydfil, Wales. And pleased to report it's another win, a first win in the season for Bracknell Town. 3-1 to Bracknell. Very, very, very hot here. I am with the fantastic Steve the Gaffer Witty and Paul the Pomcast. You would have heard. Do check out the podcast. It's absolutely brilliant. All the details of the away games. But without further ado, gentlemen, what's your kind of thoughts quickly on the game?
Well, I've got to say, I think 3-1 is probably a quite kind result on Merthyr. Bracknell dominated the 90 minutes today. A pressing game in intense heat that Merthyr couldn't cope with. I think Merthyr equalised 1-1 with, I would say, probably their only shot on target in the game. Apart from that, Bracknell pretty much dominated. A really good performance in intense heat, and really nice to see us actually stamping our style of play on the opposition. Really impressive.
Paul, we really did sort of... There was a bit of a dip, wasn't there, potentially after half-time. Our legs were getting a little bit tired, I thought, but that was maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and then we seemed to get very much back to the self that we'd been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, this is no conditions really to play a game of football. It's far, far too hot. And I think the players managed it extremely well. Like Steve said, first half we were excellent. Really could have had two or three more. Our age-old problems of not being able to put the ball in the back of the net seemed to resurface. But it was a great reaction once we'd gone to 1-1. And I think at the end of the day, our pressing game paid off. And certainly the reaction we've had from a lot of Merthyr fans at the end of the game was that they can't believe how well we pressed the whole game.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the fans actually said, it's like bloody watching Brazil, which was one heck of a nice compliment to make. But yeah, I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, just lastly, chaps, I mean, the welcome that we've had here, I mean, if you get a chance to come to this club, it is absolutely incredible. So, so incredible. And you know, just such a friendly family feel. Everyone's enjoying themselves. And you know, everyone's been so complimentary. They're a wonderful, wonderful club. And yeah, the sun is shining. It's a joy to be watching football. Probably not a joy to play in this weather, I would have thought.
No, it is a tad heat, to be fair. It's a tad hot, and I've got to say, even standing out there in the terraces, I think a few of us were going a bit bright pink. But just to echo your comments there, James, what a lovely club. A real family feel, a welcome from the moment we entered the town. Even now after full time, you know, what a lovely bunch of fans and what a lovely club, and I wish them all the best for the for the season. I know they had a tough one last season, but I really do hope that this team stay up.
I'm with the fantastic manager of Bracknell Town, Bobby Wilkinson. Bobby, what a result. I mean, just an incredible game. You must be so pleased.
I am with the fantastic supporters. First things first, about anything else, I need to thank all the people that travelled today. You were loud, you were proud behind the goal, and the flags were out. And I was quite a proud manager for on the sideline. I had a little look at the start, and I was very chuffed because I know what this means to you as well, as much as it means to us and the players. And as a family, as a group, we all come together today. And even if there was 5 fans or 20 fans, we can't thank you enough as a group, and we said it after, just absolutely incredible. So you fans, we're going to dedicate this game to you today for your win.
That's absolutely amazing. I think that pressing was just there throughout the whole game, wasn't it? You know, yes, okay, maybe dipped down a little bit after coming back second half, but then it was back on again, very much like the first game against Western.
Yeah, listen, you can manage a game and you can prep all week, but you can't prep the weather. So when I was on the way down, and last night I was like, do I change it? Do we not do the high press? Do we change something, save energy? And I'll be honest with you, I decided on the coach, no, let's do what we do. Yeah. Let's go. And if we get beat by doing it, or we run out of steam, we lost our legs for about 15 minutes, but then the boys showed who we are, the guts, determination. We got that second wind. I felt that they stayed at one level, and we were at a higher level, lost it a little bit, conceded a sloppy goal, but then we went to another level. So, yeah, we just did our game plan, was right again, and just congratulations to everyone at Bracknell. You know, first time in this league, we're in the top 5. It doesn't matter, but it's nice to look at, isn't it, for everyone, you know. And we're only take one game at a time. We'll work hard, and we can enjoy this moment, but tomorrow morning it's about to work, because we got a game on Monday.
Bobby, thank you so much. It's been just amazing. A lot of us are here for the weekend. We're really enjoying it. The sun's out and just can't thank you guys enough. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. Brilliant. Thank you. And safe journey home. But have a few beers now because I'm going to have a couple, but the players can't.
The unofficial Robins podcast at Merthyr Tydfil, and I am with Dial M for Merthyr, their video podcast on YouTube. Is that? Did I get it right?
That's perfect, yeah. We are the Dial M fanzine, which has been going since 1987, 88, and yeah, we've had over 60 issues of the fanzine out, and recently we've just done vodcasts, which are often drunken rants, but yeah, it's that's what we do. This is what we do every game. So we do a little, like yourselves, we do a big sort of pre-game, half-time, and then something in post-game.
Well, firstly, can I say what an awesome club you are? I've never had a welcome like it in all the time seeing Nun League. You guys are absolutely fantastic. What a ground, what a welcome. It's been great.
We don't like to be welcoming, but we really genuinely are. You know, we'd rather be hostile environment and you go away going, I hate going there. But obviously today you've been far the better side. 3-1 was kind to us. And yeah, well done you.
Yeah, I mean, that just after half-time when you came out and we were still trying to press hard, I think our legs sort of stopped a bit and you really did take advantage. But I think after that, we then sort of, yeah, got the petrol on a bit again, really.
I think you're being kind. We had 10 minutes of the game and then the 80 minutes was all you. You look like a side has come up and who are very sort of confident in what they're doing, and we decided us had 12 months of just garbage, and you know, we're starting to get a bit better, so hopefully we'll pick up, and you know, I know we will. You know, you can see we've got better players than we've had previously, but yeah, thoroughly deserved.
Oh, well, thanks so much. And like, literally, as I say, it's just been a great day. Been a great day. And honestly, I think you're going to do such. Who scored?
Atalanta.
Did I say it well?
Yes.
Atalanta. There we go. On the Series A, isn't it? Something like that. Serie A. I can't even say it properly. That's on the big screen. But yeah, it's been awesome. And I, you know, I'm sure you're going to go strength. It's a long season. But thanks so much. Dial M for Merthyr. Check them out on YouTube.
Check out.
The unofficial Robins podcast with me, James Captain Bursley, and my dear friend, Steve the Gaffer Witty, and Paul the Pomeroy is in the kitchen. We are from the fantastic Merthyr Tydfil. We've stayed overnight, enjoyed a wonderful cooked breakfast, and thought we'd do a little bit of analysis of the game. And the great thing is, we're not doing it virtually today. I have the fantastic gaffer next to me. So, yes, a good morning, Steve. Although we've already said that, I guess, haven't we?
Good morning, James, and I hope we've all recovered from yesterday evening's, frolic of fun. A nice little Indian, little bit of alcohol.
Yes, we have an Indian meal,
and a great opportunity yesterday during the day to meet probably one of the friendliest clubs I think I've been to, the Merthyr fans to a man. What a lovely bunch!
They were just so welcoming and just fun, real fun people. Really happy to see us, and yeah, I just got that as soon as I arrived. And what a great stadium and great club! I'm just fantastic, real proper, yeah, good stadium with great facilities.
Yeah, and I think that's a sign of us, you know, moving up a league. I don't think I've been to a ground like that, apart from an occasional cup game where we've been on a bit of a run. You know, that's a proper stadium, you know, 3,000, maybe 4,000 capacity, proper stands, standing around the edge covered, numerous bars. Food wasn't bad either. We did, I think one of our fans did manage to get one of them famous cobs with the chips, sausage and curry sauce in it.
That was when it was like hollowed out, wasn't it? I saw the pictures and it looked absolutely ginormous. I mean, you know, I can eat a few carbs, but it really was a bit hardcore for me, I think.
Yeah, it was a bit of carb overload, I think, there. But look, what a ground, what a club. And genuinely, I hope they do really well this season. I think, you know, based on yesterday's performance, we were the better side. But, you know, they deserve a good reward this season. And I hope they stay up and I hope they have a nice steady season, Murph. I really do. So, should we talk about the game?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's go and talk about the fantastic game. I guess the first thing to say is the weather. It was seriously hot, wasn't it? I mean, just being at the side of the behind the goal, I don't know how those players from both teams managed to cope with that heat.
Well, it was an interesting. I think was it yourself, James, who had a quick chat with Bobby? Was it? Or
yeah.
I think we've got where Bobby sort of had to make a decision yesterday based on the weather and the heat there. You know, our game has been very much based on pressing high, which of course requires a relentless level of running from our players, and trying to do that in that level of heat. You know, that's one hell of a risk. You know, but it came off. You know, all respect to all our players. I'd love to see the results of some of them vests they wear in terms of, you know, number of sprints, number of distance that they covered. You know, it really did feel like they put quite a bit of effort in yesterday.
And of course, they put a heck of a lot of effort, and it was, you know, very evident to see. I mean, in terms of let's sort of maybe start right at the start. What was your kind of feeling from those sort of first 5, 10, 15 minutes of the game, really?
Yeah, I think, you know, you could see straight away from kickoff, and a pressing game was the tactic. First 5 or 10 was quite scrappy, but as the half sort of built on, Bracknell dominated. When I'm talking about domination, there was almost a spell of sort of, 15 minutes in that first half where Murph has struggled to get it really out of their box, let alone out of the first half, out of their own half. And it was a relentless pressure on them. They literally had nothing really to give but just try long balls hoof, and the ball would come straight back. Saying that, you know, we did get the lead quite early doors. So Jordan Espreet, nice little finish on the 11th minute to bring us one, put us up 1-0. From there, based on our performance for the rest of that half, we should have gone in a few more up.
Well, and that's absolutely right, Stephen. I very much felt that there were some great opportunities, and it sounds ridiculous when, of course, we got 3 points, but there were a fair few opportunities that it was a shame that we sort of couldn't finish, I felt.
Yeah, and I think our control of the game, our possession and our possession in terms of the territory we held it as well, I do think at times in that final third we just maybe overplay it a little bit. A few too many short passes. I would almost like to see us, you know, some of the midfielders maybe making that run into the midfield towards that goal to join our striker and get that ball in a little bit earlier, because, you know, as I say, I wouldn't like to see the percentage of possession that we had in their final third. I felt it was really high, but then if you add up the amount of clear goal scoring opportunities we created from that, it wasn't so many. And you know, we saw it a little bit against Western Supermare the week before, where, you know, our dominance in the first half, you know, we should have scored a couple more and made that game safer. So, but let's not get away from it. A great performance is just something to build on. I think we just need to be a little bit more clinical, James. I'm not sure if that's your view as well.
Yeah, I think so. And it's all about the preparing as well, of course, and I'm sure that the management are doing this, but preparing for those trickier games that obviously we are going to face. And that's no disrespect to Murtha, but we knew that we were coming into this game as favourites, and I think we really did prove it in that. But yeah, it's that clinical finish here. I totally agree.
Yeah. And just to mention, I suppose, a few of our players. I thought the foundation of the performance was very much built from two very strong performances from both our fullbacks in terms of Ethan and Jack. I think defensively very, very solid. Murphy did a couple of times try and create a bit of width, but really struggled. And their passing game was excellent. Their distribution out from the back was very, very strong. And then across the middle of the park, I don't think Scott Reese stopped running for 90 minutes.
That's something that we very much commented on. I mean, both in the previous game, but this as well. I mean, Scott Reese just seemed to sprint from one point to another point, and we were saying that. I mean, just particularly with that heat, the effort was just absolutely sensational.
Yeah, no, agreed. And you know, it's nice to see as well that, you know, he's last week he pretty much, by the time he got sort of the 80th minute, he looked out on his legs. Yeah. This time he ran for the solid 90, and it was a great performance. So cut to half time, 1-0 up, deservedly. I think the feedback from the Merthyr fans was they were battered. Mm. But you're never sure with just 1-0 on the well, we saw it the week before.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You need that extra goal. And Merthyr did come out a little bit better in the second half. And unfortunately for us, they scored with pretty much, or equalised with, I think it was their only shot on target.
Pretty much, yes.
It was a bit of a shame. A good run in from the wing. I think Anthony Cheshire unfortunately just lost his footing a little bit. Man came in the inside and a great finish into the bottom right hand corner. Really good finish from their player. I'm trying to think of the name of the player actually.
Reese, that was it.
So no relation to Scott Reese.
No,
that's
no.
Already been spotted. But Reese scored. And 1-1. And from there, you thought, uh-oh, here we go again, bearing in mind what happened the week before.
Yes.
Dominant performance from us, got the equaliser, but we pretty much turned it on from there. You know, we then put them under a spell of relentless pressure.
And that's what Bobby was saying, wasn't it? That effectively, yeah, okay, there was that bit of that dip, bit of tired legs, and then we then showed our class.
It felt like a second wind.
It suddenly did.
Saw us go through the gears. Penalty, ball came in relatively high. Their player did have his arm in an unnatural position, so I'm not surprised that the penalty was given.
Yes, I agree. It did very much.
And Seb, as you'd expected, stepped in, bottom corner, very clinical finish. Keeper dived the right way, but it was so well placed with some strong power. You know, Seb's penalties look different gravy. They have really for the last sort of 6 or 7 months.
Yes.
2-1. And then of course from there we then managed to get ourselves to 3-1 with Daryl Saunders. He was suspended for the last game, back for this game, had a solid game, I thought, as playing number 10. And deserved his goal. A shot from, I think it was just midway just to the edge of the box, and that was it, 3-1. And then from there up to full time we pretty much controlled the game, done what we had to do. And all respect to the guys, as we say, really difficult to play such a high press game in such heat, but we achieved it. And you know, you'll hear some of the comments from the Merthyr manager and from the Merthyr fans. I don't think they've seen a team apply that level of pressure and not let a team play quite to that degree in this,
yes,
at this level for some period of time. So hopefully we'll give a few shocks as the season goes on.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Steve, as always. And you know, real great insight there. And we would love to hear as well what you've got to say. You can do that at Unofficial Robins on Twitter or on unofficialrobins@gmail.com. Very easy to email us. But also on our Facebook group, there's a link for the Anchor app where you can go and leave us a voice message, which is always good because we can then whack them straight into the podcast. We are going to be going away to Tiverton, and this is really exciting. You can learn more about Tiverton. You can learn more about the way to get there, all of the pubs that are around, etc. But in a really great and funny way. And honestly, they're brilliant. The problem is they're going to be back with you for Robin's Away Days and the Pomcast. You see what he did there? It's quite clever, I think. You know, yes, I mean, you know, yeah, I thought it was clever. And that's going to be with you. The great thing is that will be coming out very soon. You don't need to do anything different at all. That's going to just come out automatically. As long as you whack that subscribe button now, that will come straight to your device and you'll get to know all about Tiverton. That's obviously going to be next Saturday. And it's going to be at home
Harrow at home, isn't it? On
Harrow at home on Monday.
On Monday, yes. Is it 7:45 or 7:30?
I think it's 7:45.
7:45 kickoff. Check local press. That's what they say, isn't it? Check the Bracknell Town website just in case for that. But that will have all the details. And of course, if you're not a season ticket holder, why aren't you? Go and buy a season ticket. We need them all. Yes, come along. But if you're not, you can easily go and get tickets online at the club's website. Love to see you there. Come and say hello. And until the podcast, it's bye-bye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Ta-ta for now. Bye-bye.